Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I please have your attention?
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
We are the tribe of good.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic.
You remind me of the baby. Baby power.
Forget about the world and how cold it might seem. Forget about Brexit and COVID-19. Your life's not always a bowl of ice cream, but no matter, it's Sasha, the soul of ice cream.
Hi. You know, a lot of people are asking themselves, what is my life like right now? Am I truly happy? Do I really love my spouse, my kids, my house? Am I fulfilled sexually or creatively? Or am I just clawing my way through the years in the hope that the afterlife will offer what this life cannot?
Intuition. Hello. Yes, that's right. It is Intuition with me, Sasha, and welcome to my channel. Thank you for joining me. So there's a lot been going on, and I have not been on the streaming platforms very regularly. So I'm going to make a change to that. So I've been wanting to invite people onto my channel and talk a little bit more about what I'm doing, who I am, and how I've actually coped over the last 4.5 years, really since lockdown, and so many things started to implode in my life and many people's. I know I'm not alone. So this particular recording, this particular stream that I am doing, I'm going to be talking to you about the Gene Keys. The Gene Keys is at genekeys.com. So if you go search genekeys.com in your browser, you will find the Gene Keys. And the Gene Keys has been my spiritual companion and an actual godsend, I feel, over the last, well, it actually came into my life at the end of 2022. But I'm going to be telling you more about that. And for those of you that don't know the Gene Keys or don't know who the hell I am or what the fuck I'm doing, well, hi, my name's Sasha. Welcome aboard. And thank you for tuning in wherever you are. So over the last few months, probably years, a lot of people have been asking me how I cope. And there goes my cat just across the camera. So if you are new to my channel, then you may not know that I am a cat woman. Yes, my name is Sasha. I am a crazy cat woman. I am crazy about cats. I'm not crazy, but I am crazy about cats. And I have had many cats in my lifetime, but this podcast is not about cats. Although my cat is deciding to start wailing while I try start recording. Right, I've got rid of the cat now. So before I launch into how I've coped over the last 4.5 years, there has been an awful lot going on in my life, from the tragic and suspicious death of my brother-in-law on the beach to lots going on in the music industry, lots being revealed about my history, personal life, when looking back, unfortunately, as we may have noticed, there has been a lot of people that have been doing some really heinous things, devious things, and hiding under the mantle of fame, fortune, and status, and DJ celebrity status, music industry celebrity status, and it has been something that has been unraveling for some time that I have been well aware of. So that has, all of this over the last 4.5 years has been really, really difficult. Really, it's very, very, it's very difficult to actually explain. what it's been like sitting here in my office trying to deal with hell and high water and shit hitting the fan all over the place. Trying to do my best to stand up morally and civilly and do my best for the people I love and the people I care about and my community and family. And that has shown me the true colours of many and has been part of my actual awakening. So this is predominantly going out to my YouTube audience, and I am quite new on YouTube. It is a new thing for me. I did start streaming music on YouTube 12 years ago, then get copyrighted, gave up, and haven't really looked at it since a few years ago, and I have launched my own channel. So if you are watching on YouTube, then greetings and thank you for all my subscribers. Since I unleashed some Essex Boys truth, I have had some not really interesting things go on and lots of lovely comments. I'm reconnected with some people that I haven't spoken to for a long time, and it's all been very interesting. So there is much more going on with the Essex Boys case, and much more to be revealed, and so much has been coming to light, and some more people have been showing their true colours. Oh my God, oh my God, true colours is, well, it's a song by Cyndi Lauper for a start, but it's also what many, many people have been showing since lockdown specifically. The Great Reset also has caused a spiritual awakening, and I thought I was pretty not enlightened, but I thought I was fairly wise to the propaganda, shall we say, from the media. And I've been around the block, as they say. But I've not fucked anybody for money or to my way to the top, anything like that. And so I've seen a lot, heard a lot, been there, got the t-shirt, all of those kind of things. And really, those true colours have been shining through like a beacon of light in the shadows of the darkness that has really been kind of oppressing many of us. So this podcast isn't about doom and gloom. I am going to be talking a lot more about these subjects, and I want to thank everybody that is listening. And if you're here, then thank you. I believe your angels and spirits and all of those people and your intuition guided you here. And that is the name of my podcast. So my new talk podcast, well, I say new, but it's actually started just over a year ago. I'm on my third one. Number one was where my spiritual awakening and coinciding with my healing journey, which is one of the same thing in many ways, where it began in 2010 at Burning Man, my first trip to the Nevada desert and Burning Man. Then my second one was with a DJ friend of mine who was on my iStream radio roster. His name is Scott Menzies, and his story I can't talk about on YouTube because that particular podcast has been struck down. So I advise you to search Scott Menzies on Facebook. Or go to the iStream Radio website where you can still hear that podcast, because the great thing about iStream Radio, which is my radio station, is that we are not censored and I am in control, so nobody is going to strike me, shut me down or stop me talking on my website, which is a wonderful thing and one of the reasons that, well, the fundamental reasons that I created it. My third intuition podcast was with the lovely Zoe Johnston, who is at Divine Rising Goddess on X / Twitter. and we were on International Women's Day having a chat about the Divine Feminine Rising. That one has not been struck off YouTube, so you can find it here. And yeah, go and listen to those. But three podcasts in a year, oh my God, that is no good. Well, you could say that, or you could say it's a good start. You know, it depends how much you want to criticize yourself. And I'm very good at giving myself very, very, very high levels of achievement and good at criticizing myself. And one of those things is what I've been having to work on in my healing journey. We are all aware that all of us suffer and deal with all kinds of trauma. There's the big T's and the small T's and the middle T's and the all kinds of trauma T's and all kinds of trauma. And everybody's trauma is a trial and a test and something that we have to move through to survive and to actually learn these lessons. And this is something that I have been really, really working on, and I had no choice but to deal with. And although my healing journey and my kind of awakening journey, and when I really started to realize that life didn't have to be so horrendous, and everything that I've said in my first intuition podcast about Burning Man, what happened there, even though that started in 2010 and I started watching things like Zeitgeist and The Secret and all of these different kind of spiritual things and awakening things started to come to me, it really wasn't until 2020, and to be specific, the 4th of May 2020, when the shit really did start to hit the fan in my life, and I had no choice but to deal with it and face it head on, as I always do with all crises in my life. So the 4th of May 2020 was when my brother-in-law called 999. This was, I now know, but I didn't know at the time, after around 6 months of therapy, where he had been discussing the CSA that he had suffered as a 10 to 13 year old young boy. I didn't find any of this properly out until after his untimely subsequent death on the 30th of October 2020. That was also another massive, massive awakening for not only myself but for my husband. We had been married for 6 years at this point, and there's an awful lot to say about everything that we've learned and everything that we've come through. And I'm going to be talking very much in intuition, in my intuition podcast, about these last few years and what I've learned and how I've coped, because I've had quite a few people keep asking me how I've coped. And so when they ask me, I go, I ask myself. And what is asking yourself? Well, I'm very good at self-analyzing and having an analytical mind, and I have studied myself for 50 years. And so when you ask yourself, what are you doing? Well, you're asking your head, are you? Or are you asking your heart? Or are you asking your soul? So where is your intuition? Where does it lie? Well, I believe that your intuition really lies in your soul, in your kind of solar plexus, and in your gut. You know, it's that gut instinct, it's that feeling, it's that thing that you can't deny. That is intuition, I believe. And just the word intuition, I absolutely love. intuition. You are inside, and intuition, you are learning what your inside says. What does your inside say? It's the inside that counts. And this is part of the awakening that I've really had. I've always said, and I've always been talking about following your heart, but I hadn't really given my depths of my soul and unpacked my inner child and my shadow work and all of the trauma that had happened and has gone on and some still occurring, and was still feeling so much anger and frustration and everything. It's so traumatized that sometimes it's so difficult to read your intuition, because it's just layered upon layered upon layered with so much trauma and feelings and stuff that I haven't been able to get out loads of time, very often. And so it can be really, really difficult to follow your intuition. But it is there to guide us, and that is what our inner guidance, I believe, is all about. And it has, when I have been retreating from the madness of the world that we quite clearly have been living through, this spiritual warfare, this spiritual war between good and bad, devil, evil stuff, and God, you know, God, devil, evil, good, you know, it's a very, very clear line for me that we have been dealing with. And it has been incredibly impactful on my life. But I am very pleased to say that along the way, I have had the most spiritual, heavenly, divine guidance come through to me that has been something that I cannot ignore, and it has really awakened my divine wisdom and soul and my intuition. And it has been not linear and difficult at times, and there's different things that have helped me through. I've always been a what you might describe as a dreamer. Some people might describe it as that. I have been saying for many years that I'm psychic, because it was kind of like knocking on my head, you're psychic, because different things in my life, in my daily life, would happen to me, and I was like, whoa. And it was really, really difficult to explain to anybody who wasn't walking with me in my life, and that I could share these experiences with. And so sometimes that can make you feel really, really isolated and make you feel like nobody understands you. And so many people out there, so many people that have all dealt with different trauma, feel like nobody cares, big one. Nobody understands, nobody wants to listen, they don't want to just be moaning and groaning, you know, all of these kind of different things come into play. And it can, you know, it's so difficult sometimes to be able to express your feelings, but it's so important. And why is it important? Well, it is part of that healing journey. It is so important to be able to express ourselves freely, have autonomy, sovereignty, be good, sovereign members of our community working with each other. And, you know, that's what we all want. You know, we all want peace and harmony. And where our traumas lie, in where peace and harmony is being shattered and all kinds of difficult emotional things have happened, they're very easy to get stuck in and not be able to move through them. I've learned how difficult it is to ask for help, and many times when you ask for help or express your truth to people, they get invalidated, vilified, you get gaslighted, and all kinds of horrible things occur. But I still believe that we can help each other, and we should be able to help each other, and there are good people. And one of the massive things over the last 4 years is how many people are awakening to the fact of certain people haven't got your best interests at heart, the doctors don't know everything, who to trust and where to put your trust is a really, really important choice that you have, and that you don't want to be going to Diddy's party or these kind of celebrity parties. And many people that were wishing to be at these parties and were like, oh my God, you went to that party and I wish I was on that list. Actually, now I'm very glad and thinking, oh my God, I'm glad I wasn't on that guest list. And you know what comes after. So we are awakening together. The light is being shone on many of these dark people's shadows. And I am going to commit to be doing regular updates, contemplations with Sasha, intuition podcasts. And I am going to do one live sesh a week. I'm just trying to decide when to do that. On what day of the week and when to commit, so everybody knows what's going on, because from my radio station streaming programming days, which is what I've been doing for the last 12 years, I know that when people kind of know where you are and know you're going to be regularly there and you give them commitment, it's much easier for everybody to remember, because there's so much to remember. So intuition podcast is the name of my podcast. I am moving into my fourth episode. I'm working, well, is this my fourth episode? Maybe it is. Following your intuition with the Gene Keys. Now, the Gene Keys is something that has been a huge spiritual guidance, companion, and help to me in the last 2.5 years, nearly 3 years since I bought it or picked it up. Or it found me. And how did it find me? Well, it found me by Blue of Earth being a podcaster who my husband Michael, otherwise known as Waxworks, introduced me to. And she had been following the Gene Keys for some time and the Gene Keys teachings. And she introduced me, she did a podcast with Richard Rudd that introduced me to him. I was fascinated by the whole code sequence and it being relative to your DNA. It hooked me in straight away, and I subsequently bought the book just before my brother-in-law's inquest. I will go through and plot all of the incredibly spiritual and divine things that have happened since the death of my brother-in-law. That death was a massive wake-up call in so many ways to people's morals, to people's care, but also to the fact of death is not the end. And it has literally slapped me around the face and literally gone, I'm here. And I have been channeling my brother-in-law's soul spirit and feeling his heart and soul ever since he passed onto the next dimension, and has been coming through and connecting straight with his brother. And I've been mediuming that in many ways. So that has been quite something, and that has really truly awakened me. And funnily enough, for those that know what the Gene Keys is all about, And you will kind of understand what how much this means. It was only six months after my brother-in-law's inquest, and that is a year and a half after his death, that I realised that we have exactly the same activation sequence numbers, but one clock of the turn or one sequence turn round. If you don't know what the gene keys is, then you were like, what the hell are you talking about, Sasha? Where have you gone off to now? What is Gene Keys? So Gene Keys is a book, first. It is a book by the spiritual teacher, poet and prophet. That is Richard Rudd. Richard Rudd is from the UK. I believe he's from originally from maybe up north, but now he lives in Devon. And his spiritual enlightenment and when he had the transmission of the gene keys happened in Sussex. Now that can sound really woo-ah and airy-fairy, but it's not. I strongly recommend you go to genekeys.com. That's genekeys.com, and you can go straight in and go to your free profiler. There's a brand new profiler and it's a free profile. All you have to do is enter your date of birth, your location of birth, and if you know it, your time of birth. If you don't know it, just put in 12 o'clock for the to begin with, midday. But if you do know your time of birth, that would be pinpointing it to the exact. So a Gene Keys is a book, first of all, and it is this book. Now, as you can probably see, this book looks a little bit worn and worse for wear. Well, it is. I only bought it December 2022. That's right, December 2022. It's lost its like laminate shiny cover. And I bought it December 2022 for my birthday for myself. I did not pick it up until after the inquest because I was like, oh, I've got a lot going on in my life right now and I just can't quite move into that book right now. 27th of January. Oh no, I've got these dates wrong. So I actually bought this on December 2021. The inquest was 27th of January 2022. And then I started upon the Gene Keys Golden Path on the 4th of February, 2022. We are now 2024, it's nearly October, so we're nearly 3 years in. And I have been studying it in many ways. I've studied the book, I've studied my activation sequence, my Venus sequence and my Pearl sequence in my own little way. And I have been contemplating. So it is about the art of contemplation. It is a golden path that Richard Rudd eases you and takes you through with the teachings of the Gene Keys. There's a few books. And the art of contemplation. The art of contemplation is where we contemplate the keys, our own sequence, and all of the 64 ways of humanity, basically the shadows, the gifts, the cities. If you go in, you put all of those details in, you will get your own full profile, which is your sequence. And I would like to reach out to many of the people that I know from, well, in the world, basically the creative creatures. You're all creative creatures. It's a magical journey. It was really helped me. It's not difficult, and I have not spent anything more than the £18 that I spent on this book nearly 3 years ago. Yes, that's right. There are courses, there are different things that where you can do a little free starter. And I think the first course is $150, you know, so 130 quid or whatever it is. But I haven't spent that. I have not had the money to invest it, as things have been very, 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 very tough for reasons that I will go into at a later date. Well, for all of the reasons I said already, but also because of the music industry nightmares and the silencing, smearing, and the absolute hell and high water that I've been going through. But I've been moving through it, learning through it, and staying sane, strong, and guided by many things. You know, this is not the only book I've read. I have got loads of books that I will go into, but we are starting with the Gene Keys. So, embracing your higher purpose. So, all those people, all those creative creatures that I know out there, I've always been kind of working as a kind of mediator, guide, person in the middle, agent, manager, that kind of thing. And I know there's loads of people out there that would like some help, would like a guide, a companion to unlock your genius and embrace your higher purpose. Yeah, everybody has genius. So your gift is your genius. Your sequence will show you, how many is it, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, is that right? Yeah, of course it is 11, of course. 11 spheres of codes and sequence, your personal unique sequence, and that will give you some kind of guide and idea as to where the shadows are, where your strongest shadows are, where your strongest gifts are, and where your strongest superpowers, your cities are. And I would like to invite anybody that would like to share in this journey as I move forward in this podcasting sphere and in the Gene Keys, because it is an ongoing journey. It is a living transmission. We keep on going through it. And I would like to invite anybody that would like to come on that with me to contact me. So I'm going to be taking 10 people to start with. It's free at the moment, totally free. I haven't spent any money, you don't have to spend any money, but there is time involved. It would only be an hour a week. And you can come along on the golden path with me. I am reaching out to the Gene Keys to ask for a guide for myself as well, so that I can make sure it's not about doing it right, but make sure I have a little bit of support as well, because we all need that. And we can go on the healing journey, because it really, really has helped me understand and it's about opening up your genius, opening up your love, and opening up your prosperity. So the activation sequence is your genius. The Venus sequence is your love journey, and your pearl sequence is your prosperity journey. And we all need all these things in life. I truly believe that within all the doom and gloom, the best thing we can do in this spiritual journey, in this life that we have in front of us, is to play the best part we can, and to do the best service we can to the whole and to ourselves, and that starts with ourselves. So having faith, hope, charity, fortitude, justice, patience, and temperance in this world are the seven heavenly virtues that go and battle against those sinful people that are lying, cheating, and doing the work of the devil, basically. Raising our frequency, raising our vibe is a really, really important thing. And so before I start talking about all the hard stuff, because I have talked about quite a lot of hard stuff already, the Essex Boys case is there's a lot going on in that. And I've been talking about a certain chairman, West Ham chairman. And I've also been talking about quite a lot of the narcissistic abuse that I've been suffering on Facebook, but I haven't really talked about it a lot on here, so I'm going to be doing more of those. We're got a long list of podcasts and lives and contemplation, 20-minute contemplation updates that I'm going to be doing. So there's no holding back now. I am going to continue to give you updates, share with you my thoughts, my contemplations, and my journey. I would love you to share my journey with me. I thank you all for tuning in, and it's great to connect with everybody and not be alone while sitting in my office. I can we can put the world to rights and see if we can make the changes that we all really want to see and live in peace, love and harmony. Living in peace and love and harmony doesn't mean not looking at the shadows, talking about those shadows, healing those shadows, shining on the shadows of the people that are just purely living in sin in every way. And we can all raise the actual love frequency and learn to use our intuition better, because I'm still learning and I will be learning till the day I die and go through into the next dimension, which will be exciting, and having no fear, and no fear of the demons who have been doing devilish things, because they really aren't that clever and they're all being caught out. And so following our intuition is one of the ways that we can fight against that and also heal our traumas and come together. Using Gene Keys as a map and guide is the way I will be moving forward with intuition. And I will be doing all kinds of other updates, like I said. It is a magical journey. It is a spiritual journey. I'd like to thank Richard Rudd, if you do possibly see this at any point. And I would like to thank Blue of Earth and all the people that I've already connected with on my Gene Keys journey. I also have loads of other spiritual teachers and guides that I look at. Everything that I've done to help heal myself and unpack all of the nightmares and traumas has been done for free, and I would like to share how that's been done over this next journey, over the next 6 months. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for subscribing. If you would like to support me to continue this journey, and to, it would really, really help, because all of time is money, and I would love your support. Every little donation counts. So that's how we support each other in this crazy world. Instead of spending all of our money on Amazon and things we don't need, it's much better to give to each other and be of service. So intuition is here for you, and anybody that would like to come behind the scenes and share that Golden Path podcasting journey in some way, being kind of group webinars and things like this, would like to unlock their genius and embrace their higher purpose, and would like me to be a little bit of a guide for them, then please do reach out to me. Thank you. I love you all. Over and out. Intuition.